It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is. And a busy, busy morning talking with people because, you know, what we do here. Once a month, I get to talk to this lady, and I love it, and I look forward to it each and every month. Cassie Miller in from the Leach Home. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you in here. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're busy out there, so thank you for coming in and being part of this. And I always enjoy having conversations with you because you are you love your job.
I do.
And so much passion and enthusiasm behind it. What are we talking today? What is our subject today? You've kind of been educated here. Tell me about it.
Yes. Yep. So I do. I have a passion for the elderly, especially basic care. And I think it's important that I continue to educate the community about basic cares. I know I say this over and over, but basic care is only a North Dakota thing. It actually has been around for over a century. There are 66 basic cares in North Dakota, and we serve over 2,000 residents.
Holy smokes.
So that's 2,000 people that rely on basic care living situations.
Okay.
A lot of people will say, what are the payer sources for a basic care? 74% of all basic cares are paid for by Medicaid. It's a part of Medicaid. It's called BCAP or Basic Care Medicaid. It's a system that we help you apply for, and it covers your room and board. We also have, the private pay option, which is a beautiful thing as well.
Okay. And again, what is the difference when someone said, okay, you're not assisted living, you're basic care. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between the two? Mm-hmm. Cassie, I've asked you that before.
Yeah, it's kind of a loaded question. I know Hannah was here from Twin Town Villa with me not long ago, and mm-hmm. we're trying to, decipher that. Besides, she's Minnesota, I'm North Dakota.
And there is a difference.
There is a difference. Mm-hmm. But basic care is kind of what it says. We can meet the basic needs of you. We were just talking a little bit ago about a lot of my residents, most all of them could be at home, but they're not eating as they should. They're not taking their meds. They might need that bathing assistance. So, if you or your loved one is thinking, they're probably okay at home, but gosh, I worry about them, or I'd like a little bit of oversight of them. That's the perfect setting for a basic care. So,
all right.
Just to keep in mind, a lot of our residents absolutely could be at home, but to thrive and to meet those, to have those friendships and to have, fully nourished and taking your meds and have oversight from your provider. It's such a holistic thing.
It is holistic. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up. The thing I love about walking into the Leach Home there, I always say it's like walking into your living room. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sort of transcends into the atmosphere out there. It's just a very homey atmosphere, a very basic home atmosphere.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Yep, we do. We certainly try. We try and have that feel. And I really think the main reason is because we are a smaller facility. And that's what you'll see in basic cares. If you look at, there's 66 facilities and we serve over, 2,000 residents. The Leach Home in specific is only a 39-bed facility. So we can only cater to 39 residents. With that being said, I was sad to tell Bill that we are full, which is a beautiful thing. But it also makes me sad because I do know there's so many people out there looking for places. I always encourage people, get on the waiting list sooner than later, because things like this happen. And now the holidays are around the corner. Yeah. And the hardest thing for me to do is to turn people away. So
I can see that. I can see where that would be difficult.
I kind of want to bring them home and take care of them myself. So
again, they can get on that waiting list right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't tell you when the next opening will come, but we will take you kind of by need. Mm-hmm. Let's say someone calls in an urgent situation. We have connections as well. So please use us, even if it's the Fargo location or, somewhere in the area. We can help you with that. So let us, use our resources and help you as well.
You got good staff out there too.
I really do. People say to me all the time, how do you do it? And Hands down, it is a staff that I have. It is not me.
Yes, and it's not just you and you alone. Well, but it also starts at the top, see?
So, yeah, you got to love what you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. So, again, people thinking, okay, this might be a good thing for my loved one. Mm-hmm. They can just come in and talk to you about it?
They can stop in and talk to anyone. Okay. They can certainly call us at 642-4283. Again, my name is Cassie. Our director of nursing is Margo, so you can ask for either of us. However, all of the staff are trained to stop in at any time and say, hey, can I get a quick tour?
Right.
That's a beautiful thing because I know a lot of people work day shifts. So in the evening, you gotta, you know, that's your spare time. So stop on in at any time. Morning, evening, weekends, you know, we're there to help you.
So staff and residents fired up about the holidays,
getting into
the holiday season, because that's kind of special out there.
It is super special. You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and then Christmas, and there's nothing more beautiful than Christmas decorations. So we're trying to hold tight with those to give the honor to Thanksgiving and to celebrate that. But, oh, my gosh, we're ready. I think we've got 12 Christmas trees that are getting ready to set up and have the residents help decorate. So we're ready.
You're going to have a good time. And you got blue lights on the outside, which is like my all-time favorite going back to when I was a kid. Fell in love with blue Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And you drive by the Leach home, it's like, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it,
nice.
It reminds me of Gate City Bank.
Yes. Yes. You have something in common with Gate City.
Yes.
Definitely with the blue lights.
Absolutely.
So our conversation in December, you going to give us a heads up, or are you going to kind of keep us waiting as to what we're going to talk about?
Yep, I think I'm going to go back to kind of some real life situations because I have been hearing a lot of the same questions from families.
Really?
And I want to bring that to the table. I want to bring some of those questions and concerns of aging and what that looks like. So yeah, good stuff to come in December.
That's kind of a delicate balance when you're talking with families, I would imagine.
It is.
Well, if anybody can do it and do it well, it would be you.
Yeah, I certainly try and give it my all. So
all right. So just call you out there at the Leach home. Just stop in.
Absolutely.
Cassie, always great to
wonderful to
have you in here. I wish it was more than once a month, but I'll take the once a month thing.
Absolutely.
Cassie Miller from the Leach home. It is 9:47. Here of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Too much to demand.